The other thing we want to talk about, of course, is your commute this morning, whether you've been taking the kids to school or trying to get to work, whatever you've been up to. The snow and the ice has arrived. It's been causing problems. It's been leading to lots of road closures, some school closures. Translink have said that all buses, including school services between Crumlin in County Antrim and Belfast, are suspended until further notice as a result of snow. Also, some routes in Belfast, some bus routes that won't be served, parts of them anyway. A warning of snow and ice from the Met Office remains in place until 12 o'clock today. And the old bugbear pavements. The pavements around Belfast city centre, some of them are absolutely treacherous. And so it brings up the old question, who's responsible for gridding the pavements and the footpaths? What are they like around you? Belfast City Councillor, High Sheriff, I do believe now, Jim Rogers, joins me this morning. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
First of all, East Belfast, have you been out and about, Jim, this morning? What's it like?
Very, very treacherous, especially on the footways, as Transport and I prefer to call them, not footpaths or pavements. Again,
we're old school, Jim.
Well, you're not, but I am. No, all seriousness, councils are not responsible for gripping the footpaths or the carriageways, the roadways. That's purely the responsibility of Transport Northern Ireland.
Well, the DRD say they're not responsible for gridding pavements, and that's the problem, because it seems that nobody's prepared to put their hands up and say, we'll grit the footpaths.
Well, this argument has raised its head yet again. We had discussions about this 2 years ago with Transport Northern Ireland. The council will always try and assist, but it is not our statutory responsibility. If someone falls on the footpath, the claim doesn't go into the council, it goes to Transport NI, and they have a responsibility. But the most important thing is to make sure that our footways and roadways are safe.
Is that why, Jim, nobody's prepared to put their hand up and say, we'll do that particular job, we will grit the footways or footpaths, whatever you want to call them, because of the risk of a claim?
Yes, because there's a large number of claims go in each year, unfortunately, some for large amounts of money. But at the end of the day, this argument should not be continuing. We need to get this resolved. We've tried to sort it out with the old road service, now Transport NI. We made some movement, but not enough. And what I would say to the new minister, Michelle McLevine, get your senior officials together, try and get a resolution to this, rather than have members of the public slipping and falling and ending up in hospital and put more pressure on our emergency units.
But to be fair, they're in the same position as you and the council, Jim. They don't want a rig of claims coming their way either. And in between times, everybody's left slipping and sliding. Treacherous footpaths. I'm sure many people listening this morning are trying to negotiate them, or have maybe given up trying to negotiate many of them. I mean, the corner... when I was coming into work this morning, just there where the top of Bedford Street meets the bottom of the Dublin Road outside the BBC, it is like an absolute ice rink.
Yes, I accept that. I've also got to praise the business community. Many of them purchase bags of salt and they throw them outside their shops so that people have an easier passage to get in. But at the end of the day, Transport NI must stand up and say, yes, we are responsible. We can't have this winter after winter. You look at the way other countries operate, it puts us to shame. And bear in mind, England, Scotland and Wales and the Republic of Ireland, the councils are not only responsible for the footpaths, but even many of the roads, even those in some countries in the UK, there's a special group who looks after the carriageways and the roadways. But we're up for it in Belfast, provided we get the money to do it. We can't spend ratepayers' money in doing the work that Transport NI have got finance for.
Is it time this morning, 0-30-30, 80-55-55, once and for all, to sort this out instead of this coming up every single year when we get a heavy frost or a lot of ice and snow, and to work out once and for all who is actually responsible and who is going to go and grit our pavements or our footways or our footpaths, whatever you want to call them, instead of having to go through this time after time after time, year after year after year. 0-30-30-80-55-55 this morning. Paul has been in touch this morning. Paul, have you been out and about? Whereabouts are you this morning?
I'm in Derry here at the moment.
What's it like there, Paul?
Well, I left the house at 6 o'clock this morning because I have to drive the tomb. But the roads, see, at Crescent Link, was like a bottle. I came round the roundabout and I've lost my bumper. I've actually sent a picture under the moon shoe.
So, what was it, sort of black ice?
No, there was still snow on the ground. Like, it didn't seem as if there was any grit at all. And I came round the roundabout and lost the car and had the railings and lost my bumper. So I couldn't go to work this morning, so that's me down today.
How are you? You okay?
I am grand. I was going about 20 miles an hour, so it was just the bumper came clean off. Like, there was no other damage done to the car, but I'm down a day's pay now for it.
Yeah, but never mind the footpaths or the footways. You think that the roads weren't even properly looked after or treated, given what was coming? We knew was coming in terms of the forecast.
No, they weren't, to be honest. Like, I've seen a post about the Crescent Link station being no flat out by gritters and all, but I didn't see a gritter on the road, and there was the roads. My car was one of the first hidden tracks on the road.
Mm.
Didn't seem to be touched at all.
The DRD tell us salting was carried out yesterday evening with repeated actions again this morning. They say all the main routes across Northern Ireland are passable with care. I suppose they'll say, Paul, that they can't be everywhere. There's a limit to what they can do.
Well, that's actually a main route, like, and there's a hospital and a fire station there, like, so, if there had been an emergency, maybe an ambulance or something,
Paul,
same sort of situation.
Appreciate your call this morning. I'm glad that you're okay. Tim's in Armagh. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Joel.
Whereabouts are you, Tim? Are you still in Armagh?
I'm in Armagh, but I've been down in Craigavon Area Hospital this morning. I thought once I got like the half a mile down onto the main road, it was no problem at all. Regarding the salting of the roads and that, but the only problem that I would say is that I wish drivers would put on their side lights in the mornings, because when the sun's so low in the sky, it makes it difficult enough to see oncoming traffic. And, side lights, which is a legal requirement in a lot of countries in Europe, it seems it should be a legal requirement here. So to increase the safety, give drivers more warning and more chance to be prepared for whatever's coming,
Tim, good advice. We're also looking to talk about the footpaths this morning and this sort of loophole that always seems to be here whenever ice and snow comes and nobody seems to be prepared to put their hand up and say, we're responsible for gritting the pavements. The council say it's not their job. DRD have told us again today, in terms of Transport NI, it's not their responsibility for gritting footpaths. Meanwhile, we're getting correspondence. We're getting a texter here saying apparently the pavements from Central Station into town on the Albert Bridge Road in Belfast are sheet ice, people literally clinging to the walls trying to get down the road on the footpaths into town. I mean, Jim, that's not good.
Totally unacceptable, and it's been going on for far too long, as I said a few minutes ago, and it needs to be now resolved, and let's give proper leadership.
Well, but Belfast City Council could take a lead here, Jim. You could buck the trend and say, look, at the end of the day, it's the capital city. Nobody else is doing anything about this. We're going to at least grit at many of the main pavements in and around the city centre when these times come.
Well, we don't have responsibility. We'll always try and help and assist. It's the same with the flooding. Belfast City Council lead the way. Some of the government departments are found wanting. We're in there. We're prepared to help. But I'll give you an assurance and your listeners this morning. I'm going into the City Hall later on today, and I'll be speaking to our Chief Executive and our Assistant Chief Executive to see can we get a round table meeting along with the Lord Mayor and the Deputy Lord Mayor and leaders of various political parties to see can we not get a resolution to this, because we could be in for a very bad winter. We're only in the middle of January. We've been very fortunate up to now, but the first fall of snow and ice and people are slipping and falling. And I'm really sorry to hear about Paul damaging his vehicle, but I'm relieved he wasn't hurt. But I've no doubt before the end of the day, our hospital emergency units will be packed with people with fractures.
Well, it's a point, Jim. You maybe want to listen to Christine, because I think she's maybe going to make a similar point. Christine, good morning to you.
Morning.
Go on ahead.
I work in the city hospital, and when I got off the bus this morning, it was just like an ice rink, and it's the footbridge that runs between the city hospital over the West Link, you know, to the Royal.
Mm.
And yes, I'm a member of staff. I'm pretty able, but any patients getting off there in danger of falling and injuring themselves, I did ring TransLink this morning and ask them to address the issue. But also from a public point of view, everybody, including myself, other members of staff and schoolgirls, were having to put ourselves in danger walking up Roden Street and the from the end of Roden Street up to the City Hospital on the road because the footpath was so slippery.
And the point that Jim makes as well, given that you work at the hospital, Christine, about, you know, if we don't deal with this and we do have all these pavements all over the place where people are falling and perhaps fractures,
yeah.
I mean, obviously it then clogs up the system in terms
totally,
of A&E
totally
as well.
It's totally unnecessary. There's injuries being caused for a minor thing such as grip being on the road, and then you're impacting on the casualty in the Royal that they're getting more patients in.
Jim?
Yes, I share her views. But as has already been said in your programme this morning, the Transport NI, they can't be everywhere. They've got a road network to grip. They're doing their level best. The drivers who are out, and I've seen them again last night, they're risking life and limb to do a job. And the public, too, have a responsibility. And that's why I welcome the business community who are prepared to go the extra mile by trying to clean up outside their stores if, in fact, there's snow lying or gripping, as I've also referred to earlier. So with all the responsibility, we're all very good at whinging and complaining in our society, but it's basically throwing your coats off, rolling up your sleeve and getting stuck in to try and help people. And I would urge the community today to try and assist older people, and particularly those who are disabled and those who have blind or impaired eyesight, to get from A to B in a safe fashion.
In North Belfast, one of the roads that we heard mentioned earlier on Good Morning Ulster, if you were tuned in, Ballysillan Park. I see now that Ballysillan Park has now been reopened. Christine, before you go, just for people listening, and that area again, if you want to warn them exactly where that is, just for people maybe to be a wee bit more cautious in terms of their
it's from the footbridge at Roden Street up right to the City Hospital. Frankly, I'm insulted by that gentleman in that it's first thing in the morning, and that's what I'm thinking of, is the elderly people coming out of their houses. A Greta lorry can't get up on the footpath to Greta footpath. Yes, public can go out, put Greta outside their own front door, but if there's no grit there for people to put out, that's the point.
What about in and around the hospital? I mean, is provision made? Did you see any salt in and around maybe the car parks or the pavements when you actually get into the enclosure that you would call the actual hospital?
Generally, the hospital do look after their own areas for that reason, and there would be grit and that put down in either.
But it's the bridge that is the real issue at the minute.
Well, I rang TransLink because I didn't know whether it was a DRD. It's the top of the bus lane when you get off the bus.
Mm.
But also, it was the pavement as well. But yes, I appreciate the public, and we have to all, as you say, roll up our sleeves and do our own bit. But if you're putting yourself in danger going on a footpath because the road's out in Greta, that's what I want to know, whose responsibility that is.
Well, I mean, Christine, it's that question, as we've been saying, you know, how many years do we have to go through this before someone will put their hands up and say, right, you know, the councils are going to do this, DRD's going to do it, and at the minute, everybody says it's not our job, it's not our responsibility. How long is it going to take before something's put in place? Even provision of grit boxes. I mean, how many times do you see a grit box where local people can then go out and help do that?
I didn't see one grit box on Roden Street. I don't know. I don't know how other countries can survive in minus 40 degrees and, 10 foot high of snow, and we get a bit of ice, and then the casualty departments are clogged up, and people are crashing into each other.
One texter wants to praise Transport NI so far this morning. Fine job. Weather warnings were issued early. Roads were gridded in advance. Commute from Bangor to Belfast this morning was brilliant. Traffic moved better than normal. Park and ride on time as well. If you fall, it's not their fault. Budgets were cut and they still managed to do a good job. So if you praise as well in terms of your journey this morning, we just as equally want to hear from you at 030 30 80 55 55. John's in Portaferry this morning. John, what's it like there?
Not bad. It's a bit bad coming down the road, but the sea keeps us.
Yes.
I just want to ask Jim, is Belfast that supposed to be a protesting centre and all these bus lanes, but they can't do the footpaths?
Well, again, it's none of them are our responsibility. The bus lanes come on to the Department of Regional Development, Transport Northern Ireland, and, you know, there's been a lot of discussions on the Nolan programme and others' programmes discussing whether they're working.
It's a good point, though, isn't it, in terms of, you know, if you're going to have all these pedestrianised zones and pedestrianised areas, and then nobody's going to grit them?
Yes, but again, I've got to say, we're not responsible.
No, I know you're not, but I'm saying that nobody's saying they're responsible. So,
no, but you heard what I'm prepared to do. I'm going to speak to our directors about this and the Lord Mayor to try and get a roundtable conference. And for one,
and Jim, nobody disputes your sincerity and what you're going to do and all your hard work. But, you know, it seems as if even you, in terms of what you're going to be doing, you may as well talk to the wall. Nothing ever changes.
Well, these things take time and have been taken for forever, but I know the concerns that people have. They're right to raise them through your programme, and hopefully some of the senior civil servants are listening, and even the roads minister, and let's try and do something that will keep people much safer.
Yeah.
And will allow them to get to their work or school or wherever on time without any accidents happening.
Joe, what do you think, John? I mean, you could easily probably play a tape of a Nolan show for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years of exactly the same thing.
I just want to ask Jim, if I parked up on a footpath and I got a fine, who gets the money for this fine? So could they not look after the roads?
Well, again, that's the traffic attendants, and they
are operated by the
Department of Regional Development, through a private company.
Where does the money go to?
Do you think that the DRD, Transport NI, whatever you want to call them, do you feel that they should be also gritting footpaths, John, as well as the roads?
Yeah, because if you park the footpath, who gets the money? Who do you pay the fine to?
The fine is paid to, it goes through the Department of Regional Development.
Johnny's in Dromore this morning. Morning, Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah?
Go on ahead, Johnny, we can hear you now.
Tell them to grow up. If you live in the country, you mightn't see a gridded road for 10 miles, but you just get up and get on with it.
So you think they all need to dry their eyes, Johnny?
Dry their eyes, yes. Dry their eyes and get up and go on ahead.
What's it like in Dromore this morning?
It's slippy, but you just get up and go on ahead to work or school or whatever. You learn to live with it and go on ahead. It's not as if there's 6 foot deep of snow, so there wouldn't be an inch and a half of snow.
The cultures deal better with these things than these city slickers, is that right?
That's the bottom line, hey. That's the bottom line. We have no streetlights, we have no roads, we get up and go on ahead.
Transport NI have been in touch again. They're saying Transport NI does not grit footways. However, the department does provide and maintain around 5,000 free-to-use grit boxes for community self-help in residential areas. During periods of prolonged severe weather, the department has an agreement with a number of local councils to enable them to grit footways in busy town centre areas. But the key to that is during periods of prolonged severe weather. I don't know how long that has to be before that happens. Anne's in Belfast this morning. Morning, Anne.
Good morning.
You had a bad experience in terms of a fall a couple of years ago. Tell us what happened to you.
Well, it was December the 8th, 2014. I was just going down to the post office. Didn't see black eyes, you know, just crossing over in the path. Bang, down I went. Head split open. And only for a kind gentleman who helped me.
Mm.
And there's still a lying there. It's all right, dear man, coming on, Jim, talking about all this here, cuts and all the rest. Whatever happened to common sense? Did it fly out the window?
Well, the point, it seems, Anne, and the best reason we can get why it seems everybody's kind of saying, well, it's not up to us to do it, whether it be the council or whether it be Transport NI. That's the point. Every year it seems that nobody's prepared to say they're responsible because they're worried about people who perhaps have a fall and then claim against them, and they're saying, well, that's one of the reasons why...
claiming against them. It's a common sense. Why not give us a salt grip box in every house or whatever the case may be? We can do our own. But we're not afraid of hard work, what your man Jim says.
Would you be prepared to pay more rates, Anne, for that to happen?
No, it's not about the rates. It's about common sense.
Yeah, but somebody has to pay for it.
What, common sense? You don't pay for common sense.
No, you have to pay for the grit.
Doesn't matter. I mean, your man, he's on there about the cuts and all that. That's got nothing to do with the local community. It's health and safety overall. See, when I fell that morning, a wee man just fell right behind me. Down he went. Must have been about 70, 75. And he couldn't even get up. And I was being helped along by another gentleman, the blood running down the back of my head. I don't hear anyone saying, well, God help you, Anne, do this, that and the other. I did. I wrote letters to DRD and everyone. I got replies back. Not their responsibility, some 1998 law or something like that.
See, that's the point. That's the point for you, Anne, and the point for that gentleman who fell behind you. While everybody year after year after year says, it's not up to us, it's not up to us, it's up to them, people continue to fall in the way that you do and have these injuries.
Yeah, I'm still suffering from them, bad headaches and that. But that's not the point. The point is the council or the DRD are not taking responsibility for something they should take responsibility for. We do pay our rates. I pay big high rates up here.
It's an abdication, Jim Rogers, of responsibility.
Jim Rogers is nothing but a smooth talker.
Jim?
I resent those comments, Han, and can I say to you, I'm sorry what you experience whenever you fail. Look, the position is quite simple. We don't have responsibility, but we need a resolution to this. And I will work hard to try and get this brought forward, but I cannot guarantee anything. We need to knock heads together and sort this out. And I appreciate Nolan's programme this morning highlighting what is taking place. And in regards to Johnny, Johnny's right up to a point. I know that people who live in the rural areas are prepared to do more than some of us city slickers. But at the end of the day, I'm not a smooth talker. I was asked to come on the programme. I'm giving the views. I'm pointing out about the council's responsibilities and what's the responsibility of Transport NI. But we can't have this happening year in, year out, week in, week out during the winter months.
Brenda Kearns is here from AGNI. Brenda, I mean, what's your view on this? I mean, the bottom line is, if a public authority, and while everybody would have sympathy with what happened to Anne and other people, but if a public authority takes responsibility for gritting pavements, you know, where does that then end? Do they have to grit them all? Who pays for it? Are we prepared to pay more rates to get that level of service?
Well, what we would be actually be doing, AGNI is a charity for older people. We would be actually looking to people to watch out for their older neighbours and to try and see that they're keeping safe and keeping well. And we want that people would be, you know, check and see are their footpaths, are they the path to their door, is that clean, is it cleared, is there salt and sand convenient that could be used to keep the pavement safe? Because obviously what we don't want is we don't want people falling. We want people to stay safe. We'd like them to eat well, you know, have regular hot meals, hot drinks, several layers of clothing to keep warm and to keep safe within a period of extended cold like what we're having at the moment.
Yeah, and it is a particular nightmare for older people because they just don't feel as if they can get out over the door.
Yeah, and that's why we would be calling on people, you know, have a look at your neighbours, because like we're all, stepping carefully this morning. But just have a look and see, have you got an elderly neighbour or someone close by? Check and see how they're managing, you know, because what we would, you know, encourage people to do is, you know, don't go out and unless you really have to. Don't be taking unnecessary risks to go on. You know, check, is there anybody that you could ask to come and to help you? You know, if the pathway up to your front door is covered with snow or ice or something, is there anybody that could come and help you to clear it? But don't be taking unnecessary risks at this time.
Brenda, it's good advice. We are going to come back to this topic because so many calls in this, lots of them, but because of a few time issue things, we're going to come back to them. We're going to take one more call just before Anne-Marie because this is an interesting one. Usman's on the line. Usman, you're from Sweden. You're having a bit of a laugh at this. This isn't real snow at all in your book, is it?
It's so much fun. We woke up this morning to snow and the kids were loving it.
But I mean, as far as a snowfall would go, you would say this is very, very minimal.
This is just a dusting, not more than that. And I'm so surprised and amused at the conversations that have been happening and people passing the buck to everybody else.
Wait, who deals with how's it dealt with at home, Usman? Because the argument is often put out on programmes like this one, you know, that people sort of grind a halt here when they see a light dusting, as you call it, of snow or ice. And yet countries like Sweden, they're so well used to dealing with heavy, heavy snowfalls and bad winters.
Yeah, so there's a central authority in Sweden and most of the Nordic countries, and that's who just take care of the roads and the footpaths. And all they do is keep an eye on the weather. They know what's coming every year. It's not a shock anymore. Even in the UK, it's not a shock. When you have a little bit of snow, you just need to be prepared for it. If you have the right machinery, there are lots and lots of low-cost options available, other than salt also, by the way. We use something we call sand, but it's not really sand. It's very fine gravel. And that's just put out there in every street. On the corner of every street, there's a box. And if the local authority is a little late getting to you, you just pick a shovel and do it yourself.
But they do make provision or they do clear the footpaths?
Of course. I mean, every morning, it doesn't matter if it's 3 feet or 6 feet of snow overnight, you wake up in the morning and everything is clear. That's taken care of, definitely.
Usman, you could get a job out of this, perhaps.
Let me know where it is on my TV.
An advisory capacity. We will come back to this. Keep the calls coming in. 03030 80 55 55. Jim Rogers, thanks to you, and Jim promising to go and ask a few hard questions this morning. Let us know if the ice and snow is bad with you.